You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're talking about mothers and daughters this month as we head towards Mother's Day. We have a fabulous new book out called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. It's all about that magical bond between mothers and daughters and grandmothers and mothers-in-law. Grandmothers in particular tend to have a very special relationship with their grandchildren with a lot of unconditional love and admiration. So today I'm going to share two stories about grandmothers from this new book. Marcia Henry Goff tells us about her very spunky grandmother, who was only in her 60s when her husband died. She continued to run their junkyard in her small Kansas town, learning how to use the welding and cutting torch tools and sorting metals into neat piles. Previously, she had been the bookkeeper for the business while her husband had workers do all the heavy work. But now the business was smaller, so she did a lot of the menial labor herself. When she finally retired, Marcia says she really never quit working. One day, Marcia and her husband and kids went to visit grandmother and found her up on the roof nailing shingles. She was then in her early 80s, measured 5 feet tall, and weighed less than 100 pounds. Marcia's husband made her get down from the roof, and he climbed up the ladder to finish the job. But when Marcia and the kids went into the house, they saw that the wood floors had just been refinished. Marcia's grandmother matter-of-factly said that she did it herself. "Just stripped off the old varnish and brushed on the new. It wasn't that hard." She had also repainted her kitchen a soft mint green. Marcia asked if she and her husband could move the refrigerator in the range for her so they could paint behind them. But her grandmother said, "Why, honey, I already did that." How had she done that herself? She had gone out to a pile of scrap metal, found a steel pipe, hoisted up the appliances, and rolled them out. When the paint was dry, she rolled them back. Back in the living room, Marcia noticed a baseball bat by the door. Her grandmother explained, "Our neighborhood has been having trouble with burglars lately. If one comes here, I'll hit him with the bat." Marcia says that her grandmother eventually slowed down a bit. At age 86, when she climbed a tall pear tree, she asked her older sister to act as a spotter. When she fell out of the tree, about a 15-foot drop, she just lay there on the ground and her sister couldn't revive her. So her sister went inside to call the mortuary, but as she was talking to the funeral director, her sister walked in the back door. After that, Marcia's grandmother went to the doctor, who tried to get her to promise not to climb any more trees. All she would concede was that she wouldn't climb any more pear trees. She lived another 5 years after that, leaving behind a very impressed granddaughter.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Our next story is about a grandmother who takes full advantage of the privileges of age. We all know about senior discounts and some of the other privileges that come with age, and we might as well embrace them as an offset to all the negatives of aging, right? That's just what Donna Vulcanant did when she drove her 14-year-old granddaughter to soccer practice at her school. They were running late, and her granddaughter was anxious about being on time. In fact, She was even breaking her coach's rules by putting on her cleats in the car instead of waiting till she got to the field. When they couldn't find a parking spot, the girl started to panic. Until Donna spotted some open spots right by the entrance to the stadium. A sign read, "Reserved for seniors." Donna pulled in while her horrified granddaughter protested that the spots were for seniors in high school. "No matter," said Donna. She knew just what she'd do if someone tried to give her a ticket. She'd argue that the sign said seniors and she was a senior. As her granddaughter ran off, Donna turned on the radio. She says, "When Wild Thing by the Troggs came on, I sang along and danced in my seat, enjoying my rebellious senior moment." I chose that story for our book because I loved Donna's audacity and her willingness to embrace her seniorness. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul Mothers and Daughters. You can find the book on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, Fred Meyer, Mayer's, Books a Million, and other chains. You can also sign up for our newsletter and receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email with stories from our newest books and our other bestsellers. Just go to our website and click on newsletters and you can pick the ones you want. And please come back for our next episode for two stories about cats who have special talents from our latest coloring book, The Magic of Cats, which combines Chicken Soup for the Soul stories with art to color.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.